Playhouse in the morning.
So wake me up.
Yeah. We wake up.
Wake up. You gotta get up. Y94.
First initial C. I'm going to throw you the voice changer. What you dealing with?
Okay. Okay, let's talk about this. So my sister was in this relationship 5 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a long time ago. She's married now, but back then they weren't, right? And they were having some problems and they broke up, whatever. And during that time, some stuff happened between me and him, and I never said anything.
What kind of things happened?
Well, we kind of slept together. And, oh my God. Yes, I slept with my sister's husband, but they weren't together at the time. They weren't married. This is like 5 years ago, right? This is a long time ago. It seemed like things were over. So the way she talked about it, oh my God, I hate him, blah, blah. And, you know, he's hot. Anyway, here's the actual problem. That sounds like the problem. That's not just the only problem. The bigger issue here is now, like, very recently, he cheated on her, not with me, some other chick. And she's telling me this, and she's thinking that she's going to forgive him, right? Because as far as she freaking knows, this is the first time. She doesn't know. So I'm sitting here, like, sitting on my hands, and wanting to scream at her, like, no, this is not the first time, because the first time was with me, you know? And not only that, like, something like 3 years ago or something, he tried to, again, like he tried to get in my pants again, but this is while they were together. And I don't know why he didn't say anything then, and now it's all coming to her head, and she knows about this one, and she's thinking, oh, he just made a mistake, and she's such a nice person. She's kind of dumb, but she's a nice person.
So she has no idea this happened between you guys a few years back?
No, she has no idea. Obviously, I didn't say anything. He didn't say anything because they're married. She hasn't brought it up. So she has no idea.
So is your problem then you're trying to decide to be honest with her or lie to her?
I guess. I mean, I don't want to necessarily lie, but do I tell her everything? Do I just try to, like, lean her one way or the other? But I don't know if she's going to believe me. She's so in love with him. And I'm mad at him. I don't know. I guess. Yeah, what do I say?
So if you were to not say anything, there's a chance she's going to forgive this guy because she thinks it was one infraction. He's only cheated one time. But if you were to be honest, she might see that, oh, he has a history of cheating. Leave him, which is what you want. But then you're then maybe potentially ruining your relationship with your sister.
Exactly.
Here's the deal. I think most of the time people kind of lean towards honesty is the best policy. And I don't know how you feel about that. Can you imagine that conversation with your sister?
No, she, you know what the worst part is? I don't think she would get pissed off. I think she would be incredibly sad. I think it would crush her.
And that's worse.
That's the worst part. She's so freaking nice. I don't want to hurt. I don't worry about getting in trouble. I don't want to hurt her.
Can we role play the most obvious question your sister's going to have? She's going to say, why didn't you tell me this 5 years ago?
Well, you're right. I should have, but you weren't together. You know, it was at the end of the relationship. You were saying how much you hated him and he was immature. She called him like an innately selfish human being or something like that. That's pretty drastic. And so I don't know, I'm thinking it's not that big of a deal anymore. She sounded like she was over it. And, you know, a couple of tequila shots in, it doesn't sound like such a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think we'll take a break, and then I know we'll get some feedback for you. 237 hits, you can text 35270. 5 years ago, her sister and her guy, her then boyfriend, were having some issues. They had a big fight, seemed like it was probably the end of the relationship. He's pretty quick to go jump in the pants of the sister, the person we have on the phone. Well, they get back together, they get married, fast forward 5 years. Nobody's ever mentioned this to the unknowing sister. Well, now he's sleeping around on her, cheating on her. And the sister's going, well, maybe I'll forgive him because it's only happened one time. And now sister's like, the girl on the phone's like, maybe I should mention he was pretty quick to jump on top of me when you guys had a bad fight about 5 years ago. Do I tell her that or do I let her stay with this guy that's cheating on her because she's about to forgive him? That's the. It's a complicated one. I'm sorry. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Your thoughts on that and One Direction is next.
You think I can't hear it? The Y94 Morning Playhouse. The stench of filth and lust is all over this room. With Zero, Rat, and Maggie. It smells like freaking Tijuana.
Y94.
One Direction with Best Song Ever. Y94, the number one hit music station. Your next shot at the credit card cash out will be at 11:20 today. Details on the contest online at Y94.com. Right now at 237 hits, you can also text 35270. We're chatting about first initial C in the voice changer about this.
Rewind! As heard previously on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
So my sister was in this relationship 5 years ago, right? This is a long time ago. She's married now, but back then they weren't, right? And they were having some problems and they broke up. During that time, stuff happened between me and him and I never said anything. Now, like very recently, he cheated on her, not with me, some other chick. And she's telling me this and she's thinking that she's gonna forgive him, right? Because as far as she freaking knows, this is the first time.
So 5 years ago, during some relationship issues, she ended up sleeping with her sister's now husband, and neither of them felt it was necessary to tell the sister this. They just left that be quiet. Well, now, fast forward 5 years, he cheats on the sister. And she's like, well, you know what? It's just the one-time thing. Maybe I'll forgive him. And now the girl on the phone, first initial C, is like, maybe I should say something, because technically he's been pretty quick to jump in other people's pants before. What are we getting for text, Rat?
Don't tell her. He is a cheater. He will do it again. Then her sister will find out. Somebody else says, do her a favor and tell her she's your sister. Don't you want her to be with someone better? Trust me, she may be upset at first. Later on, she will thank you. She shouldn't downplay her betrayal. She is disgusting and needs to shut her mouth. Don't take her kindness for being a doormat. She's going to hate you both. Also, in my experience, the guy slept with the sister, got caught with the latest fling, but has had several along the way he hasn't been caught doing. Tell the sister he can't think his behavior is okay.
Your thoughts this morning. Hi.
That's ridiculous. You know what's going to happen? Is the sister is going to jump all over her sister saying that it's all her fault because she's going to feel betrayed and she's going to protect her husband. That some whore is after her husband and that's the only reason why he, you know, led astray. When anything like that ever happens, it's never their fault.
So you think she shouldn't say anything and just kind of let her figure it out on her own?
Well, if she wants to break her sister's heart, if she waited this long, she might as well keep her mouth shut.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. Well, and there's two relationships here for that sister. There's the relationship with the woman on the phone, her sister, and this guy. And is she going to lose both of them or just one of them or none of them is kind of where she is at now. She didn't even know the crossroads she's at. I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie.
Yes.
You have a sister.
I do.
You have the added kind of complication that it's an identical twin sister. But I want you to imagine that you are the sister that has no idea what's going on here. The one that was cheated on. You're this other woman.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on just the whole thing. Ray does this to you 5 years ago. He didn't cheat on you technically, but he was pretty quick to jump on Kelsey.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I even put her name in there to make it more personal.
Thank you very much.
He's pretty
for
quick
that.
To jump on top of her.
Right.
And then neither of them choose to mention this to you. 5 years later, he cheats on you, and you're like, well, it's a one-time thing. You're this. What do you hope your sister does here? Does she finally come clean, or what do you want to have happen?
I think she has to come clean. I mean, personally, she deserves so much better than that, especially when her sister would do that. I can't even imagine being with somebody that my sister dated. Like, that's mm-hmm. just, no, that's gross. But, like, it's just, it's more of a respect thing. You respect your sister. You love your sister. You have to come clean because you don't want her to be with this guy. I mean, maybe she decides that she's just going to put up with whatever he does to her. That's going to be the rest of her life. Like, she has to say something.
You know what? Here's the funny thing, too. What is going to be the bigger issue here? That they were young and that this slime ball smooth-talked the sister and got in her pants when they were broken up? Or that she didn't tell her for 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's going to become the bigger issue. Mm-hmm. The lie is the bigger issue.
Well, it is, but she still just has to deal with it.
Your thoughts.
Stupid.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think that she should tell her if she didn't know anything about the cheating, you know, but she already knows that he cheated on her, so I feel like she should probably just leave it alone and let her sister make up her own mind on the deal, because whenever anybody starts to get involved in a relationship, you know, and trying to tell people what to do, it kind of backfires, and then they don't get mad on the person that's cheating. They get mad on the people that are trying to tell them that they shouldn't be with the guy that's cheating. So I feel like she should probably just let her sister make up her own mind. Granted, she probably should have told her sister about what she did 5 years ago, whether they were together or not. But I feel like it may be too late now to bring it up after all this other stuff happened, you know. So that's kind of my thoughts on it.
All right, thank you. Rat, what are you seeing for text messages, sir?
So this sister is not a true sister, first off. However, I believe it is selfish comments to tell the truth. A lot of people want to tell the truth for their own personal selfishness to make them feel better, and they misconstrue it for telling the truth. I think she needs to keep her mouth shut. If you love your sister, you have to bite the bullet and tell her instead of leaving her stuck with a guy who's going to ruin her life. Don't put it off, because if she suddenly decides to start a family with him after all this, it's going to make it much harder for her to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else says, this happened to me and my sister 2 times, but we never married the guys. We both came out and told each other about it. Then we dumped the guys and we forgave each other for what we did. And to this day, my sister is my best friend. You should tell her.
All right. So as you look at the text club there open in front of you, do more people seem to be leaning toward keeping this a secret or telling her, hey, 5 years ago when you guys broke up, I slept with the guy that's now cheating on you that you're considering forgiving?
It's more on the side of telling her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Get her out of this relationship. I don't know how you explain that 5 years ago you just decided not to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you found out they were engaged and didn't say nothing. Then she actually walked down the aisle and he thought, that's fine. And then the guy said, hey, does anyone have a reason these two shouldn't be married? And you still
didn't say anything.
You sat there, presumably a bridesmaid, and were just like, this will be fine. I kind of question that decision.
Yes.
But more people are saying, say something.
He'll
now
change once he gets married.
Yeah, they always do.
The Morning Playhouse.
You always make me laugh. No matter what mood I'm in, I can turn you guys on and you always make me laugh.
Y94.